Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, you guys will get in your seats. I'm singing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the baby, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Okay, good afternoon, family and friends. It's another Parents, Coach, and Parents Blog Talk Radio Show, and I am your host, M.H. Scott. Once again, always, as always, I want to promise you another wonderful show here today. We're going to be talking about some things that, again, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you that insight, foresight, and opportunity to go ahead and get that pen and paper together, because we're going to be doing some things that you're going to need to take some copious notes on and talking about some things. Because, you know, the world of college recruiting, as you should all know, if you're listening to this show and you are a parent and you are involved or you will soon be involved in the process, know that that is a very complex and long, drawn-out, tedious process. I say all that, and, you know, not to make it more than what it is, but it is what it is, and I think, parents, we need to be on top of it. As you know, today is National Signing Day for high school students that are planning to go to the college level and play. Well, as I had the opportunity this morning, I started out looking at the National Signing Day show on ESPNU. And as I'm looking at the show, I'm, you know, looking at all the young men that are standing out there and they're signing and they're so proud and they're standing in front of an audience of folks and making their big announcement. Now, you know, this event or this National Signing Day program will be on most of the day on ESPNU. So if you have a chance to tune into it and check it out and see what's going on. But I want you to observe something while you're looking at this show. I want you to observe how many parents are right there with their children as they're making this big decision in life. You know, there's a requirement that, you know, the parent is there and the parent signs, if the child is under 18, that the parent signs right below, you know, the child. You know, as I sat there with my son the day that he was signing his national letter of intent, right there, I sat there, he signed, he slid the sheet on over to me, I signed. He signed, slid the sheet on over to me, I signed. You know, and that's the way it should go. And we're sitting both at the same table and letting the world know that this is a package deal, you know. And had his mom been there, been available, whatever, then she probably would have been in the picture as well. But it is so important that we as parents stay engaged in this process. Not allow this process to overwhelm us, because if it has the ability to overwhelm us, then what do you think it's doing to that 16, 17, 18-year-old child we call son or daughter? Let's be realistic. What is it doing to them? They definitely do not have the skills, knowledge, ability, talent, foresight that we as parents should have to help them avoid some of the issues that they may encounter. You know, and as I look at this program this morning, and I'm still tuning into it from time to time, but as I'm looking at this program this morning, I noticed something. It's something that I talked about last week on last week's show. So if you get a chance, go back there and check out last week's show as well. I focused a little bit on Alabama, and Alabama being that university that seems to have something going on that I can't quite put my finger on. And to be perfectly honest with you, I believe that there may be others that don't want to quite put their finger on it as well. And I hate to say they hate to look at it that way, but the reality is the reality. I'm not quite sure exactly what it is, but it is a concern of mine. And I'm not saying that it, since it's a concern of mine, it should be a concern of all parents, but I think it should be something that should be looked a little bit more, someone should pay a little bit more close attention to this issue. And what I'm saying and what I observed this morning when looking and they went to the Alabama, okay, all the other coaches that are sitting there waiting for these kids to make these decisions or make this announcement, you know, they're sitting in their conference room. And they've broken out, you know, just like the war room and just like you may see on the NBA draft. And that's what really caught my attention. So they're sitting in this conference room. All the coaches are sitting around, and they got the kids that they have that they believe that are going to sign with their school. And they're waiting for the kid to make the announcement. And some kids played the poker game and held off until the last minute to make their announcement and didn't let the coaches know until they made that announcement. But some kids, no, I was about to run into something else, but let me highlight Alabama real quick. Alabama, as a young lady reported from right there on campus in the men's football department office space, she was standing by the Alabama sign right next to the trophy that they just won. And there were no coaches available. All the coaches were in their individual offices doing their own individual thing. So they wasn't looking to see, okay, who's signing with Alabama. And the report that she gave was that, well, talked to Coach Nick Saban, and he has already signed all 24 of his kids. And just left it at that, basically saying that, okay, he has everybody, this is a done deal, and there's nothing else to talk about. My concern with that is, you know, everybody else is putting out front who they signed and, you know, what kids they picked up and so on and so forth. But for whatever reason, there isn't anything being said about this program. That's a concern of mine because of the fact that, as we talked about last week, and I'm not going to go too much into last week's show. Please take a chance to listen to last week's show. We got something new to talk about this week, and I think that is equally important. But they're one of the schools that are over-recruiting. In other words, they're getting these kids, they're having these kids signed so that they can think that they have them locked in, and then they're turning them down at the last minute. That's a bunch of, as Bernie Mac would say, that's a bunch of bull. That's a bunch of bull. You know, just a plain English. That's what it is. So, listen to last week's show, and if you get a chance, check out the National Signing Day on ESPNU. They may have some highlights of it later on TV for those parents that are into, you know, the college recruiting process, and their children are coming upon that. Well, we're going to talk about something slightly different today, but it is still of major interest. But before I go into this part, you know I got to give my man, Mr. Keith Wright, some props and let Keith do his thing. All right, Keith, where you at? Uh-oh. My experience is him.
Student of the the game. Had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I knew I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing, I'm out the former, out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Making smart cool. That's how he do. He's making smart cool. You know, it's funny, since Keith did this little piece for me back in 2010, I've been playing it on every show, every opportunity I had, and sometimes I even play it 2 and 3 times during the show just to fill some gaps for me. But I like the piece, I like the words, and I like the message behind it. It's always power when you get a message behind it and you have an opportunity to have a young man like himself put it out there. Again, I say Keith is playing at the University of Harvard. He is a basketball player at the University of Harvard. And I believe his number is 44. I want to say number 44. But if you go on Harvard's website and check out the athletic department, men's basketball department, look up Mr. Keith Wright. This young man say he's making smart cool. You know, and since then I've heard several other prominent folks come out with that same phrase. So I don't know if Keith borrowed that phrase from them or did they borrow that phrase from Keith. You know, he being on his way to being a Harvard grad, you never know how that may have went down. And matter of fact, one of his alumni also used that phrase here recently as well. No one other than our president, Barack Hussein Obama. Okay, what we're going to talk about today, I seen this little piece on ESPN, and it caught my attention. ESPN Outside the Lines, it caught my attention because, you know, they said they did a little survey of 25 kids that are ranked in the top 100 basketball players across the country. Now, these are high school kids now. These are high school kids, and we have to think about when we say that these are high school kids, think about the mindset of these young men at the age of 16, 17, 18 year old, okay? Think about that. Put that into serious consideration. And also put into consideration when somebody's throwing a microphone up in front of your face or sitting down there documenting everything that you say, where is their mind going to be when they're making these statements? And I hope as these questions took place, there was a parent around somewhere. Somewhere there should have been a parent. Okay, but if you had a chance to take a look at the page today, it talks about you know, a lot of dirt in the recruiting game, especially in the highest level of basketball, men's basketball. To get to the bottom, ESPN talked to 25 seniors in the ESPNU top 100 seniors, and just gave them the conditions, said, hey, we will not identify you. We will make sure we just keep this as just asking questions and putting down answers, or if they did want to identify a particular person, they'll put them down as recruit X or whatever. But they asked these young men a series of questions, and some of these questions are very interesting questions. And as I think about the question, I even more so wonder, where did the answers come from? You know, answers came from the young men, but were these honest answers or were these answers based upon somebody having this microphone stuck in front of your face? Now, when I talk about the top 100 kids around the country, top 100 kids around the country is not recruited like the everyday child, you know, some of our children. You know, these kids are heavily recruited. These kids are constantly being called by the media. These kids are constantly in the limelight. These kids receive more peer pressure to be on top of their game day in and day out than the average kid at any given time. You know, these children are under immense pressure daily, whether or not it's during the season or whether or not it's after the season. And you see that by how the media has learned to exploit them. And, you know, they exploit them for the purpose of them business-wise. But they have learned to exploit them by doing these television shows. I just seen just the other day, I was flipping through the channel seeing high school football on TV, ESPN. Come on now, ESPN. You're on a roll right now. Okay, now National Signing Day. I guess that is to show you, okay, high school football, National Signing Day, this is what some of these kids were doing. All well, fine and dandy. Do what you got to do. Parents, you got to stay engaged. You got to stay involved. There ain't no option to this thing. You got to be involved, because if not, your child is going to be used up like an old dish rag and thrown away once he or she is done with. So you got to stay engaged. But let me go into these questions. I'm not going to get all riled up here. I'm just going to keep it nice and mellow. You know, one of the first questions that I came across is they ask the kids, all right, how would you describe the recruiting process? 19 of them said it was for fun. It's fun. 5 of them said it's stressful. Wonder why they came up with that. And 1 said it was actually annoying. So each time I give you an answer, I'm going to give you an answer and give you some numbers behind that answer that should total up to 25 each and every time. If I don't, hey, please call in. Let me know that I can't count too well. And let me know where I need to go from there or back that statement up with something. Give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. Love to hear from you today. So, like I said, 19 of them said it was fun. 5 said it was stressful. 1 said it was annoying. You know, the 5 that said it was stressful are probably the ones that's getting these constant calls, and they really can't focus on getting their studies in or really can't focus on having a regular or normal life because they're constantly being bombarded by the media and by coaches and by scouts and by recruiters and by runners and by whoever else. Again, these are the top 25 kids. These are 25 kids out of the top 100 kids around the country. So some of these kids, they're looking at possibly going 1 year in college and off to the NBA. That's the way it's done, parents, believe it or not. Okay, next question. What is the best reason for signing with the school? Okay, I have my opinion. I'm going to give you that afterwards. But some will say, will best prepare me for the NBA. 6 of them said that. Will offer me the best chance to win the NCAA championship. 4 of them said that. Will best offer me a combination of athletics and academics. 10 of them said that. And another one said combination of getting me ready for the NBA and winning the NBA NCAA championship. 4 of them said that. And 1 said the coaching staff. Okay. Michael Scott's opinion, and I know quite a few of us on the Parents, Coach, and Parent Network goes along with this opinion, but I'm going to give it to you from my perspective today there, parents. Michael Scott's opinion is, why should you choose a school? You know, I know a lot of us in academia seem to think that, okay, let's choose a school because that's going to best serve our child and that's going to give them the best possible education and all these other things. But please, please, please look at it from this standpoint, parents, or consider looking at it from this standpoint. Your child's an athlete. I know they throw the title in there, student athlete, to say that, okay, hey, he's a student first and then he's an athlete second. I understand that. But your child's not going to be treated the same exact way as the average student on that campus. Trust me. If your child's playing football or basketball, one of the major revenue sports at that institution, he will not be treated the same exact way as other students on that campus. So think about that, and let's be realistic about this thing. That is the truth, okay? student athlete, you take that title and throw it out the window. That's so that they didn't have to pay these kids, and so that they said that, oh, well, fine and dandy, he's a student first, he's an athlete second, we paying for his education. Bull. I bought you a bull again. All right? What I want to say, you want to make sure, or you want to consider that your child can get along with that coaching staff. And I think one kid got it, said the coaching staff. You want to see that that child or that coach is going to be there to nurture and groom your child to be the best possible young man or young woman that he or she can possibly be at the end of the day and be successful in life, whether or not it's moving on to the professional level thereafter or whether or not it's just making sure that that child gets that degree and move on, not just discarding that child at the end of his or her eligibility and saying, oh, well, we gave you opportunity and gave you a chance to do it and you messed it up. Wrong answer. That's not the answer I'm buying. The amount of finances that that child is bringing into that university, you got to have some say-so in who your child is going to be around for them 4 years or 5 years in some cases. So to say that you are picking a school or your child should be picking a school based upon that coaching staff, yes, you want to make sure that your child is in the best possible environment. You want to turn your child over to somebody that's going to look after your child the same exact way that you would do if that child was living at home, being homeschooled on a university level, okay? And I don't even know if that's possible, but anyway, that should be. All right, next question. And again, give us a call, 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416. Next question, how many years is a scholarship good for? And I'm kind of sad when I look at this answer, because we have some young men out there that don't know the answer to this question. So they're under a false perception that something else is going on. I had 19 of them that responded and said the scholarship is good for 1 year. Gotcha. I can work with you. Great job, young man. All right. I have 5 of them that said a scholarship is good for 4 years. And I had 1 that said a scholarship is good for 3 years. Those young men that stated that the scholarship is good for 3 years or the scholarship is good for 4 years, somebody has been deceiving them. And I'm not sure exactly where the miscommunication came into play, whether or not a coach put that in their head or whether or not they thought they read that somewhere, but somebody has deceived them. Scholarship is good for 1 year. Next question. What should you receive as a Division I player? Well, got a number of great answers here. Let's talk about it. One young man says, six said that they should receive a scholarship. Some said scholarship plus $2,000 stipend money. 6 of them said that. 6 of them also said a scholarship plus a bigger stipend. And 7 of them said full market value. Not quite sure what that means, but full market value makes me kind of nervous. I'm not sure exactly what full market value means, but it makes me kind of nervous when I hear that term. I'm getting the impression that somebody may be looking for a little bit more here. But, yes, they're receiving a scholarship, and there's some legislation trying to be passed out there to get them back into the stage of receiving some type of stipend. That argument can go on and on and on for days. We can have that conversation at a later date, but I believe, and other members of the Parent Coaching Parent Network fully believe that some type of stipend is due. It was done previous year, back in the 60s and 70s, so why all of a sudden have we turned it around and make it so it's out of range now? All right, next question. Would you take money if offered, if no one knew about it and you wouldn't get caught? Okay. Here's the tricky answers. Five of them said yes. 20 of them said no. You got a stranger standing in your face with a microphone, camera, or whatever, and you're going to stand up there and tell them, yeah, I would. You're a bold young man, or you haven't really thought about your career very seriously. The 20 that said no, you know, I applaud them for that, and I hope that's a sincere and honest statement. But yeah, that's just something that we need to keep our eyes and ears on. Again, I'm hoping that during the time period that all these questions was being asked, that there was a parent somewhere around. Next question: have any school offered you cash or other illegal benefits? 7 of them said yes. 18 of them said no. Go back to that question again. If they talk to the same 25 kids, then that 5 that said they would take cash if nobody knew about it, I'd be willing to bet it's mixed into that 7 that just said yes, that the school offered them benefits or some other illegal benefits or cash. I believe that 5 was also included in that 7 there. So there may be another problem brewing here, and we may hear about it sometime down the line. Just a handful more questions, and we're going to wind this thing down. But the next question came up and said, how often does coaches lie during the process? Okay. Some of the time, 14 kids said that. Most of the time, 8 kids said that. Never, 3 kids said that. Trust me. The 3 that said never, they've been deceived. Okay. And again, I wish that there were some parents. I'm hoping that there were some parents sitting right there with them young men to make sure that they was answering these questions to the best of their ability. You know, these coaches and folks that's around the coaching staff, they're professional salesmen. So they're going to tell the kids whatever they want to hear. You may say it's not a lie, but it's deception. So you can put it any way you want to put it. A lie, deception, whatever you want to call it. Okay, next question. Do you have at least, no. Next question. I'm jumping questions here. Okay. Who do you like least the getting a call from or a text from? Random people. 2 of them said reporters. 6 of them said recruiting and fan sites. You know, like these websites. They, you know, 10 of them said okay. They least like getting calls from those folks. You know, just trying to dig into their business. 1 said school alumni, they shouldn't be getting any calls from those school alumni. 3 said coaches, and 3 said none. They don't like getting calls from recruiters. They don't like getting calls from recruiting sites and fan sites, you know, because those are folks who are just simply trying to dig into your personal life and find out what's going on. All right, we're about to wrap it up here, but I still got about 3 more questions I need to hit. Next question, here's the big one. I should have kicked off with this one. If a school you went that went through a major legal scandal like the Penn State, how much would that affect your interest in that school? 17 of them said a lot. 8 of them said a little. That should be a lot. And again, I hope and truly wish that there were parents on site when these questions were being answered, because that's concerning me to say 8 of them said a little. You know, you got a major shakeup like that, something's going on. Next question. Who would you rather sign with? A mid-major with a lot of tournament success, like a Butler or whatever, or a big-time conference school with little tournament success, or depends on where I could get more playing time. Okay. 10 of them said a mid-major with a lot of conference success. 13 of them said a big time conference school with little tournament success. And two of them said, depending on where I can get the right playing time. Well, you know, that's one of them questions thrown up in the air. Okay. Who would influence your college decision most? I love this answer. I love this answer. I love this answer. 22 out of 25 said, my parents. Love you. Love you, boys. Love you. One said, other recruits. One said, AU coach. One said, all the above. All right now. Okay. One more, and then we're going to. Oh, my goodness. We got more than one more. I don't know how I fell that far behind, but let me pick up the pace here and quit lollygagging. You know, because this is some very interesting information, and you can always hear some good information when you check us out.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
That's right. You can always hear some good information when you check us out on Parents Coaching Parents Network. Okay, next one. Did the school recruiting you use a hostess or girls during your recruiting visit? Check this one out. 16 of them said no. 9 of them said yes. So that's the little tricky stuff that these schools are doing. Parents, if you didn't know, they'll throw a little girl out there in front of the boy's face and try to entice them and say, oh, come on here. See what we got on this campus. Oh, shuck it up. Quack, quack. Take them to a little party or something. Just so happened to be a party that the night that the recruiters on campus doing an official visit. Wow, what's the chances of that? Okay, next. How much attention have you paid to conference realignment? You know, they're doing this big realignment. You know, 5 of them said none, 12 of them said just a little, and 8 of them said a lot. You know, that if you're going for a particular coach, they're not really focusing on conference realignment. They're going to play for a particular coach, and that's what their ideal and thoughts are. Okay, next question. Would you be more or less likely to go to a school that changes conference? Again, more likely 2 said, less likely 8 said, 15 of them said no difference. Would you sign with a school that was banned from the NCAA tournament? 3 of them said yes. 20 of them said no. And I bet you that no preceded by one. And then 2 of them said, depends on how long. That's a good answer. Depends on how long. That's a good answer. Okay. Next question. How does the NCAA tournament success play in your decision? 11 of them said a lot, 10 of them said a little, and 4 of them said none. Look at them two large numbers, 11 and 10. Them boys are telling the truth because all of them want to make it to the big dance. That's their ticket to saying that they had a successful career as far as being a sports player. Okay. How much does the school academics impact your decision? 16 said a lot, wonderful young man. 8 said a little, and 1 said, actually, the nerves say none. Wow. Is he for real? Is he for real? Next question. What is the most original thing a school did to try to get you to commit? You know, parent, I really don't think you want to hear that answer. That is a nerve-wracking answer, and I'm going to pass on that one. But that's some of the questions that was asked of these young men during an interview. Again, I said that these are the top 25 kids. Well, these are 25 of the top 100 kids in the country. Again, these top 100 kids are highly exploited. Media has a frenzy on things that they do and say and tweet and whatever. You know, all depends on what impact they make around the country. You know, they may have media at every game that they play. How sad it may be. Parents, we need to be involved. Parents, we need to be engaged. Parents, we need to be on top of our game to make sure that our kids are getting a fair opportunity. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be very realistic about it. You know, in the African-American community, this is a really, really serious issue. And not only African-American community. Let me backtrack. In a community that is economically challenged, and you have a prominent young man coming out of that community that is a stud athlete. Excuse me for using that word, stud. That reminds me of a slave situation. Is a phenomenal athlete. Economics play a big part in his decision, or his or her decision. So we as parents have to remain grounded, have to remain focused on the goal of making sure that that child has and gets and obtains his or her education to be successful and move on in life. You know, I pushed the thought about him or her getting the education because that little piece of the paper defines them once they graduate from college. Now, whether or not it says that he or she is any smarter, that's something to be seen. But it defines them once they graduate from college. You know, I often talk about it and share this with other parents. I call it the 80-20 rule, but I'm going to flip it around a little bit. I'm going to say the 90-10 rule, okay? 90-10 rule. Life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% on how you react to it. 10% of what happens to you and 90% on how you react to it. If someone is offering you something crazy and something illegal or something that seems to be slightly out of place, and you don't take the time to think about it, parents, or add some serious judgment call, some logic, some reasoning to it, then you're setting yourself and your child up for failure. We can't afford that. In my community, and I'm in one of them economically challenged communities, I'll say it, I'm a poor man myself. But in my community, we have to remain focused. We have to remain on our game as parents because if not, there are folks out there that will take advantage of our children at a heartbeat. That's just as simple as it is. And that's all we're going to talk about here today on the Parents Coaching Parent Network. So thank you for joining us today, parents, and we look forward to hearing from you again next week. I'm lining up some wonderful guests. If you hadn't had the chance to check out our page on Parents Coaching Parent Network on Facebook, get a chance to check us out. Also follow us on Twitter at PCP Network as well. But if you get a chance to look at that Parents Coaching Parents page, you'll see a number of articles up there about a young man by the name of Mike Scott, University of Virginia. Of course, that is my hero, of course, and I will constantly post information about his success as he moves on in his life. Most biggest thing I want to get, and I want to plaster a copy of it up there on the website as well, is a copy of his degree. Yes, I would like to post that on that site as well and let all the other young men and women that take a look at that site know that's what it's all about at the end of the day, because that's how folks are going to perceive you and going to define you from this point on. So this has been M.H. Scott at the Parents Coaching Parent Network as we close out with my man again, Mr. Keith Wright. Take us out, Keith.
of the game. Had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects,